And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And typically, the first Thursday of the month, we talk with NBAF officials, and that is the plan here today. We have three guests in studio. I'll start with Ken Burton, Director of USDA APHIS, on my right. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. We have Marty Vanier, Director of the National Agricultural Biosecurity Center.
Hey, Brandon.
Glad to have you back. And you guys have brought someone new here, Katie Pulaski, and she's the new Communications Director for NBAF.
Yeah, very happy to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you on here as well. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, first of all.
Had a better Thanksgiving than I deserve, probably.
Very good.
It was excellent.
Whoa. Yes, I had an excellent Thanksgiving.
Great. And
we had some wonderful family time, actually had a cruise planned. So we enjoyed the sun and 80 degree weather for a whole week. So, yeah.
Way better than it was up here.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. That's great. And of course, we talked last month, Ken, about having a new communications director hired here. Or you were getting pretty close at that last meeting we were here. And so having her on board now, that just kind of adds to all the hiring that is going on at NBAF right now.
It really does. And it opens up a kind of a new chapter or a new opportunity for us now to continue to do even more outreach than what Marty's done in the past with DHS and what we've tried to continue with USDA since that point. And so with Katie here and as she builds her team, it's going to be a really neat opportunity to do more outreach and get more information out to continue that transparency for USDA and for NBAF.
Well, let's learn a little bit more about Katie here. Katie Pulaski, again, the new communications director at NBAF. What brought you to Manhattan originally, and what's kept you here?
So grew up in Ohio. My husband and I met at Ohio University, and he was Army ROTC. So the good old Army brought us out here originally when we were first married. And I was hired to work at the Master Teacher publishing company in town for Bob and Tracy DeBryan. And we then got sent down to Fort Hood, Texas for a few years, but they were kind enough to let me take my job with me. So I continued working for them. And then when we had the opportunity, we came back because we had, even in the short time we were here, had fallen in love with Manhattan. So many great job opportunities for my husband and myself. And so I stayed with the Master Teacher for 10 years, went on and worked for another company here locally called HCI Hospitality for Dave Dreiling for the last 3.5 years, doing a lot of marketing and communications. And here we are. But we, you know, we're in it for the long haul. This is such a great family town, so many resources. We have a son in the public schools now. The schools are fantastic. So we just... we love Manhattan.
Yeah, great. And you said Ohio University, not Ohio State.
Right, correct. Okay. We were Bobcats.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all right. I don't like the Buckeyes myself. So, having just started NBAF a few short weeks ago, anything that surprised you here since you come on?
You know, I think the biggest thing, and every time I even come to work every day, the magnitude of NBAF, the facility itself, the mission, the impact that NBAF is going to have both locally, across the state, across the nation, and even internationally, is still just, it's inspiring. And it's really neat to be a part of. On top of that, the number of employees, I didn't realize that NBAF was going to have about 400 employees in the end, already have about 100 on board. And the amount of specialized experience that exists already, everything from... goodness, I mean, you've got engineers and maintenance teams and bio risk and security and safety, and now we're going to be building a communications team. It's just, and then the animal science is all going to kick off this year with veterinarians and lab technicians. It's just a really neat, really neat place to be.
Yeah, and kind of a unique time to be in Manhattan right now with you know, I know NBAF's been talked about here for probably about a decade now, with all the construction that's been going on here, but we're finally getting to the fruits of it here in the next couple of years. You know, aside from the job opportunities, what kind of impact do you think NBAF is going to have on our community?
So lots of business opportunities. I've already heard about some businesses that are interested in moving to the area, not only because of K-State and everything going on there, but now with NBAF just adding more resources and more opportunities for businesses. Certainly students, tons of opportunities for training experiences, lots of collaborative opportunities that I think that will happen between NBAF and K-State. And then just, all that brings dollars invested in the community. We will have some people moving, hopefully, from Plum Island. I know there are at least a few already that are planning to come down here. So we get to introduce others to the Manhattan community. And certainly there'll be others coming just because they're good jobs. One of the things that Ken had actually mentioned in an early on training session a few weeks ago that I had not really thought through was that 1 in 10 jobs is related to agriculture. And so I got to thinking about my last job while I was supporting restaurants. Well, certainly that's related to agriculture. And so the work being done at MBAF, around food security and then in addition to emerging infectious diseases, there's just so much it's so important and that it's going to bring people to this area to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Well, and you're in a unique position because you get to be communications director here. So you'll get to tell some of the stories behind the scenes to the public and kind of be that link between NBAF and the public. What role do you think communication will play here as they get closer to opening?
It is a really important role, and I think the biggest thing we really want to focus on is being as transparent as possible with our communication, really making sure the community is aware of what we're doing, why we're here, what we're doing as far as safety measures, and then once the research really begins, well, what is what's coming out of all of this, and being able to share that. Not having an agriculture background myself, I will have to learn. Really dig deep to understand what they're doing, but then be able to communicate it to the general public in a way that I think they'll hopefully be able to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm with you. I don't have an ag background myself, so I've been learning as much as I've been going along here. And it's neat though, because I think after it's open, all the research that'll be going on here, being able to tell those stories and highlight the good that's coming out of the work will be just a positive for the whole community.
And we really, Brandon, want to encourage everyone in the community and in the region, if anyone wants us to come out and give a short presentation on MBAF and what we're going to be doing, we're happy to do that. We want to really, we have a meeting here in a couple of days, we're going to try to meet to talk more about outreach and what are our next steps. We really want to be engaged with the community.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll hear from Marty and Ken here in the next segment. Appreciate you being on here today, Katie, and we'll continue our conversation after this on News Radio KMAN.